you know, since the season began and being closer?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, talked to my parents when I was younger about, you know, bringing them with me when I made it. So I stayed true to that. And they live in Maryland now. And it's just great to have them experience all of this while I'm experiencing it as well. So hopefully it's a reward for them for all the sacrifices they made to help me get to where I am and get both my sisters through high school and college.
And talking, I think the last time I talked to your dad was at the Bears preseason game. They kept the house in Copper's Cove, right? I mean, they're just living here right now and then maybe back there in the off season. Is that how it works?
No, I'm not sure.
He's got a job here now.
Yeah, he's got a job here, so it might be that way, but they're going to keep the house in Texas no matter what, whether they stay up here or not. I think he's probably going to get involved around the community of D.C., Virginia, Maryland area, just because that's what he does. That's who he is and then what he's all about. So I don't know. They'll probably end up staying here.
That's pretty cool. How much of your athletic success do you attribute to the training you did with your dad as a kid?
Almost all of it.
Really?
You know, he helped me become a better quarterback. You know, you always give credit where credit's due to high school coaches, college coaches.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, what my dad, the foundation that he built with me is where all of this came from. The speed, the determination, the mindset. Just the natural belief that you can do anything that you put your mind to.
Right.
All comes from my dad.
Do you ever reflect on it as like, that was pretty intense. I mean, you know, it's well documented. I've talked to him about it more than you, but you guys did some intense stuff.
Yeah, it is. And now I look back on it and can't believe I did some of that stuff. Because if you asked me to do some of that stuff today, I probably wouldn't. Just because of where I am. But the only reason I'm where I am today is because I did that stuff back then. It created my foundation to be the athlete that I am today. You know, whether it's, you know, running, jumping, doesn't matter what it is. What he did with me helped me become one of the best athletes in the world, period. And he believes that. I believe that. And I know that because of what I did with him with tires and lunges and hills and everything, it's paid off.
Everybody who's been involved with youth sports, though, you know, the stereotype is like the pushy dad and the kid who ends up rebelling and stuff.
Right.
Why did it work for you?
Because I wasn't a rebel. And I think it was because I started when I was 11. I didn't start when I was 7 years old. You know, my dad was a tough coach on me at that age, but it wasn't the tires and the weightlifting and things of that nature. I played basketball, played a little bit of baseball, and I did that from 7 to 11. I didn't start track and football until I was 11 years old.
Right, right.
And that's when it kicked off. So after those few young years of success in basketball, and you know, I was like, all right, I'm a pretty decent athlete. You know, I'm pretty fast. I was extremely skinny back then, but I was a pretty fast kid. It kind of clicked in my head, like, you know, I can, if I want to do this, I can go out and do it. And it clicked at that 11-year-old age. And, you know, some kids, it clicks for them and it doesn't work out.
Right.
But thank God for me, it did work out, and I put in all those hard hours of work, and it's got me to where I am.
It obviously ended well, but were there ever times where, not maybe you guys didn't butt heads, but obviously you're making sacrifices, and those have to be tough for any kid to go through, right?
Yeah, I think from about 11 to 15, there was no butting heads or any arguments.
Right.
It was more, dad said do it, I'm going to do it because I want to be the best. But once I started thinking for myself at about 15, 16, 17, there was always times where we butted heads, but I had experienced so much success between 11 and 15, no matter what it was, basketball, track, football. I had experienced so much success that at that point, I still did it because it worked. It worked for me. And this is one thing I've done since I've been in the pros. Don't stop doing the things that you did to help you be successful in college just because you're a professional now. Continue to do those things. And I continue to do them with my dad because it worked.
Did your dad's involvement ever create issues with your coaches growing up? I mean,
yeah,
you know, I was going to say, like, your mom and your dad taping football practice, that's not conventional, right?
Yeah, they never taped college practices.
Right, right.
Once it got to college, it was more support role.
Okay.
But in high school, definitely there was conflicts with them and the coaches about being so involved and being around all the time. But it all paid off in the end.
Yeah. I mean, how did you guys resolve that? I mean, it was one of those things where you could just kind of point to results. You guys obviously had a great team at Copper's Cove.
Yeah, exactly. When I was in junior high school, I would not go to track practice with the junior high kids.
Yeah.
I would go to my dad's track practice.
Right, right.
That was a problem. So I joined the golf team. In seventh grade, because they got to leave track practice 10 minutes into practice. So I went and I played golf, and I was actually pretty decent at golf. I got second at district in golf, so I'm pretty proud of that. But I did that, and then I would go to my dad's practice afterwards just to get out of that. But once I got to high school, my high school coaches had a problem with it my freshman year.
Right.
And then after that, they let it go because I would go to their practices and do my dad's workouts because mm-hmm. they knew that the results were working.
That's fascinating, man.
It was never my dad sitting there coaching me while everybody else is being coached by the high school coaches. Mm-hmm. It was just they had a respect for him because he was proven, and I had been proven doing his workouts to be have a lot of success. So they let me have that success while doing his workouts.
So last one, then he's just kind of a sounding board for you now. Is that like the support role carried over from Baylor?
Yeah, he's
right
a support
now?
Role, and yeah. he's what I tell people. He's got an outsider's. He's looking inside, outside in.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got an outsider's role, but he's very knowledgeable when it comes to football and just people and how to manage relationships in general.
And he knows your mechanics.
He
he's
knows
obviously
my
been
mechanics.
Watching that for
he's
a while.
Watching me for a while.
Yeah.
So anytime he says something, yeah, I listen. But do I always like what he has to say? No.
Right,
but,
right.
That's the relationship me and him have. If he says it, he knows I heard it.
Okay.
And whether I like it or not, he knows I heard it.
Have a great bye week, man. Appreciate
Thanks, man.
It.